We are looking at Surah As-Safat, which is the 37th Surah of the Noble Quran. It has 182 verses in it, and we are looking at the first ruku, verse number 11 onwards. Allah Rabbul Izzah puts a question to those who reject resurrection. Allah asks them, فَاسْتَفْتِهِمْ. Now you ask them, saying, أَهُمْ أَشَدُّ خَلْقًا أَمَّنْ خَلَقْنَا. Ask them, those who refute Qiyamah, whether their creation was more difficult than the other things we've created. Was it more difficult for them to create the heavens, the earth, the stars, the angels? Or was it more difficult to create human beings? And that after creating them the first time already, it's obvious that Allah created such a massive creation, can easily create them a second time round. So when man realizes that Allah is able to create gigantic and powerful creations, he will realize that Allah is certainly capable of resurrecting people. Inna khalaqnahum min tinil lazib. Allah Rabbul Izzah says, verily, we created them from sticky clay. Allah created man from something that had no form nor any structure. Such things should prompt man to contemplate Allah's greatness. We are fully aware of our origin. Sticky clay, that is where we've been created from. Yet, today we make claims that the creator of the heavens and the earth is unable to create a second time. Just as he created you from clay the first time, he will make you get up from clay, from the graves, and that will be the second time. بَلْ عَجِبْتَ وَيَسْخَرُونَ. But what is the response? You will be surprised as they mock because they refute Allah's great powers. وَإِذَا ذُكِّرُوا لَا يَذْكُرُونَ. And when they are given advice, they do not take the heed of the advice. In fact, they are so obstinate that even when وَإِذَا رَأَوْا آيَةً يَسْتَسْخِرُونَ. Even when they see miracles, they begin to ridicule and they say, وَقَالُوا إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا سِحْرٌ مُبِينٌ. This is nothing but manifest magic. When they've reached such a stage of insolence, there can be no hope for the guidance. Allah Rabbul Izzah quotes them and says what they were saying. أَإِذَا مِتْنَا وَكُنَّا تُرَابًا وَإِظَامًا أَإِنَّا لَمَبْعُثُونَ. Will we be resurrected after we've died and become dust and bones? Our آبَاؤُنَا الْأَوَّلُونَ. Or will this happen to our early forefathers? These people deemed it impossible that this will ever happen. And they sang the same old song that our bodies have mixed with the soil and been reduced to dust, only bones remaining. Also our forefathers who died a long time ago, whose bones have also been reduced to dust. How can it all happen? They asked the question mockingly. Allah says, قُلْ نَعَمْ. Tell them, yes. Yes, certainly. أَنْتُمْ نَعَمْ وَأَنْتُمْ دَاخِرُونَ. Yes, you will certainly be raised and you shall be disgraced. At the time, you will be disgraced, you will be humiliated, and you will be made to suffer because of this rejection of yours. You're rejected in this world, don't think you're going to get away. فَإِنَّمَا هِيَ زَجْرَةٌ وَاحِدَةٌ فَإِذَا هُمْ يَنْظُرُونَ. Allah Rabbul Izzah then speaks about Qiyamah and the difficulty and says, there will only be a single shout, after which they will all instantly stand up to look. People will rise from their graves when the trumpet will be blown for the first time. And when the kuffar will be raised from their graves, what they will say, Ya waylana, hadha yawmuddin. They will say, alas, this is the day of reckoning. This is the day of reckoning. This is truly that day that the Prophet had been informing us of, which we mocked. Which we mocked. That is what they will say. This is the day of judgment. هَذَا يَوْمُ الْفَصْلِ الَّذِي كُنْتُمْ بِهِ تُكَذِّبُونَ. This is the day of judgment. This is the day which you used to deny. And they will be subjected to their punishment. They will be subjected to their punishment because of their denial. They continue to deny, thinking that there will be no consequences to their denial. But that can never be the case. Every action has to have consequences. Now moving on, we're looking at Surah Safat. Allah Rabbul Izzah now discuss the condition of people on the day of Qiyamah, after which Jannah and Jahannam are mentioned. Allah Rabbul Izzah says that أُحْشُرُ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا وَأَزْوَاجَهُمْ وَمَا كَانُوا يَعْبُدُونَ. This will be the address from Allah, and He will say, gather together the sinners and their companions and whatever they used to worship. So this will be after the trumpet has been sounded for the second time. Allah will give this command that bring together, assemble the oppressors, the kuffar, their companions, their followers, whatever they worshipped apart from Allah, min dunillah, fahdum ila siratil jahim, and lead them on the road to the blaze of Jahannam. And the word companions here could refer to the sinners of one type. You'll be put together, or it could be your spouses. Whatever they used to worship other than Allah refers to the idols and the devils. And then there will be an announcement, waqifuhum innahum mas'ulun. Waqifuhum, halt them. Halt them, make them stop, and they will then be questioned. And when they are halted, they will be asked, malakum la tanasarun. What has happened to you that you are not helping one another? What is the matter that you do not help each other? In other words, you were allies in this world. You were helping each other. You promised to bear each other's burdens on the day of Qiyamah. You promised each other that you will carry each other's burdens. Now no one will be able to assist each other on the day of Qiyamah, and they will hang their heads in disgrace. Allah depicts the scenes by saying, بَلْهُمُ الْيَوْمَ مُسْتَسْلِمُونَ. On that day they will have surrendered, knowing that they will be punished. They will surrender while they will know that they all will be punished at that time. وَأَقْبَلَ بَعْضُمْ عَلَى بَعْضِ يَتَسَأَلُونَ. They will turn upon each other, questioning one another. As Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu reports from Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the people will be clinging on to those who call them towards something, even if the one who called was a single individual, and they will never let go. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, they will recite this verse, waqifuhum innahum mas'ulun, malakum la tanasarun. They will turn to each other asking questions. Waqbala ba'dhum ala ba'dhi yatasalun. They will turn to each other asking questions about each other, and they will then qalu innakum kuntum ta'tunana 'an yamin. They, the followers, will say, you people used to come to us with great might, exercising your influence and authority over us, and induced us to perpetrate kufr, but cannot assist us in any way. So the unbelievers will start complaining. You know, when things go wrong, and then you start, it's your fault, you're the one. No, but you started this. No, but you were willing to continue on your own, and that's how it will go on. They will blame each other. And then you say, قَالُوا بَلْ لَمْ تَكُونُوا مُؤْمِنِينَ. They replied, no such thing. Rather, it was you who did not believe. So the people will lead you astray. The leaders will then turn to their subordinates and say that, we never had any authority over you. وَمَا كَانَ لَنَا عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ سُلْطَانِ. We had no influence over you. بَلْ كُنْتُمْ قَوْمًا طَاغِينَ. Rather, you are people who transgressed the limits. It was your own choice that led you to this. You refuse to accept the truth, so you disbelieve on your own will, and that is why you find yourself in this. The kuffar will then declare, فَحَقَّ عَلَيْنَا قَوْلُ رَبِّنَا إِنَّا لَذَائِقُونَ. The decree of our Rabb has therefore been established against us, and undoubtedly we shall taste. That is, that Allah's decree that all kuffar and mushrikeen will enter in Jahannam. So that is what it's be. We're going to have to just accept that. We must therefore suffer the consequences of our deed. فَأَغْوَيْنَاكُمْ إِنَّا كُنَّا غَاوِينَ. Allah Rabbul Izzah says that we led you astray just as we ourselves were astray. That is what the leaders will say. The leaders will say to their followers that we were astray. We led you astray as we were astray ourselves. Both groups were kuffar and must therefore enter into Jahannam. We did not know any better. What authority did we have to force you? We just presented it to you. You're the one who took it forward, so it's your own problem. فَإِنَّهُمْ يَوْمَ إِذٍ فِي الْعَذَابِ مُشْتَرِكُونَ. Undoubtedly, the leaders and followers will share the punishment on that day. And Allah Rabbul Izzah then continues by outlining and say, Inna kadhalika nafalu bil mujrimeen. This is how we treat the criminals. This is how we treat or deal with the sinners. Innahum kanu idha qila lahum la ilaha illa Allah yastakbirun. They are those who, these are the ones whom, when we say to them, say la ilaha illallah, there is none worthy of worship, they become proud and arrogant. They become proud. They are the ones when there is none worthy of worship, they used to act arrogantly. The pride and the arrogance is what prevents them from verbally proclaiming the kalima, which negates all false gods that has been taught to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they would say, وَيَقُولُنَا إِنَّا لَتَارِكُ آلِيَتِنَا لِشَاعِرِ مَجْنُونَ. Should we leave our gods for an insane poet? They rejected Tawheed as well as Nubuwa of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and for this reason they will be punished as the kuffar are in the fire of Jahannam. So that is an overview of what will transpire in terms of the kuffar and their own actions that will lead them to the despicable condition that they will experience on the day of Qiyamah.